Denver, and Fort Collins. It's time for Cabaret.
Indeed it is. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Joanne.
Thanks to everybody for the International Report. My name is Joanne. It's 7 o'clock straight up. You're listening to KGNU. Tonight, our guests are the ghost of Joseph Buck. And so we'll play a little music and we'll get back and introduce the band. Thanks so much for listening.
Isn't a love song, it's a revelation. It's not about you or your situation. I'd like to have a conversation. Clear the air to get a confession.
Thank you.
children, and this old fort has no air. Keep blasting in my face and through my dusty hair. Static's all I hear on this transistor radio.
Rest.
Excuse me. That is the ghost of Joseph Buck. My name is Joanne. It's the KGNU Cabaret. Welcome to live music right here every week on Tuesday. We explore all the live music offering available to us along the Front Range. Mr. Joe, can you introduce the band and tell us how the name of the ghost of Joseph Buck came around?
All right. Well, we have Polly Beck on piano and lead vocals, and Mark Walker on the drums and backup vocals and sometimes lead vocals, Stephanie Schooley on the stand-up bass, and then Clay Bedell on a trumpet.
Excellent.
Cornet.
Cornet. I always get that mixed up. They kind of look the same.
And how did we come to the name of the band?
Well, Polly has her grandfather's name was Joseph, and he was from the Midwest, and he was kind of a working farmer type guy from the Midwest. And then Stephanie's grandfather was Buck Schooley, and he was a musician down in Austin, Texas. Hmm. I don't know what he did, but
he played rhythm guitar.
No, but I mean, I don't know.
He played rhythm guitar.
But anyway, he played down in Austin a lot, and we kind of felt like our music kind of came from both those regions, kind of Midwest, Texas, and kind of blending together, and you know, that's how we got the kind of put that together and got the name.
Excellent. So it's the ghost of Joseph Buck. And do you have a website where people can go and find out and see all your beautiful faces? Because, you know, we are.
Yeah, our website, we have a real nice close up of Mark. Which is
We're a band with faces made for radio.
Everybody wants to see that.
Yeah. And so is it. Tell us the website.
It's www.theghostofjosephbuck.com.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And so you all hail from Denver now. You live in Denver, with the exception of Clay, who's my neighbor up there in Jamestown.
Correct.
And how long have you been playing together?
6 years. Well,
Polly and I started playing together several years ago.
Several years ago.
Classically. So
really?
We met in AmeriCorps in 1998.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're national service
15
geeks.
Years ago, maybe?
Mm-hmm. And then we started playing bass, piano, classical duos, which, let me just say, there's not that many of them.
No, I just want to hear a little bit of that.
No.
No, we're not going to go there tonight.
All right, another time.
Another show.
Well, that's cool.
We need a lot more chemicals to make that happen. But it was fun. And then Polly and Joe obviously are married, and so we started playing together. And then they bought me a bass for my 30th birthday.
Oh, wow.
Which is really what started.
Not just Joe and I. We're not that nice. It was a big group of friends that pitched in.
And his name is Shorty.
And so is that the type of bass that you play when you play classical, though?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I hadn't played since I was 18 years old before they bought it for me.
Oh, wow.
Them and others.
Them and others, yes.
Yeah, it is a beautiful, beautiful bass.
Thank you.
And so I just got to ask, because it's a conversation starter, so what do you feel like the music scene in Denver and along the Front Range? Is it positive? Is it growing? Is it dwindling? What do you think?
Well, I don't know. I think it's great, you know, and everybody we met, other bands we played with, I mean, you know, anybody from the sound people, the door people at all the bars and stuff are great and really supportive. And yeah, I mean, we've had a great experience, and I, you know, I hope it's growing,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, we got some big bands coming out of Denver and Boulder, and yeah, hopefully it's just getting bigger and more vibrant and more diverse too, mm-hmm. you know? So yeah, it's great.
All right then. Well, I think we'll get back to the music. We'll play. We'll do three more like that, Joe, and then we'll break and come back and chat about the future. Our guests are the ghosts of Joseph Buck right here on KGNU.
Church bells chime.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Shadow. and lead the blind. Coffers filled to the rim. Fearful men rat dogma. They take two steps back again. Step right up. Take your turn to lead.
Well, that was interesting music, I must say. So my question is, who writes the songs?
Well, I write most of them, but there's been quite a few songs where I hear Polly playing piano,
mm-hmm.
and I may have lyrics or something worked out and maybe struggling with some chords and stuff, and then I hear her playing something, and I'm like, ooh, I got something perfect for that, you know?
It's really... You know, I never quite think about it, but, you know, like, I guess ballad is the word. I mean, they're really telling a story
mm-hmm.
of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
And where does your material come from?
Well, on our first CD, we actually had a couple tunes where I heard stories on Radio Diaries that's hosted on NPR.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, those tunes wrote themselves pretty quick. Some of it could be just, you know, imagery that I see and then... Yeah, I don't know. I just think up characters in my head.
Yeah, it's great.
He also suddenly parts of our lives show up in songs.
Yeah, and it's like, a little shocking.
That sounds like me. That's weird.
Yeah, that's my family member.
That's inevitable.
Oh, huh.
Angels of War is a particularly interesting story, and that's we've got a video online of this song. And Joe, you want to say a little bit about what that's?
Yeah, that was kind of cool. I you know read a story about these kids down in Juarez, and they would dress up. Get all painted silver, and they'd wear these angel dresses and have these massive wings, and they'd stand on the corner and, you know, hold signs for the cartel to repent, you know, and, you know, repent for Jesus or the cops. And they actually sometimes would show up, like, right after a murder scene, you know, where they'd be still cleaning up and, you know, they'd be on tops of buildings or on the corner holding these signs with really brave kids. And when there was murders and stuff, they would find out about them, you know, over the police radio and stuff, and they would pile in vans and go there and kind of almost like protest. And it's kind of unbelievable. Like, none of them have been killed or, you know, terrorized. It's a pretty brave thing. So,
our guest is the band called The Ghost of Joseph Buck. And we've got a wonderful group of local musicians here. It's my honor to be with you today. I wanted to know, does anybody want to give any shout-outs? After all, it is the holidays and all. Anybody's mom, dad, kids?
Shout-out to Joe and Buck.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Bobby, for sure.
Should probably say hi to my kids, right?
Yeah, mine
say
too.
Hi.
Hi, kids. Hi, Lola. Hi, Jayun.
Hi, Willa. Hi, Quincy.
And how about that Jinx Monsoon?
And Jinx Monsoon, my favorite drag queen winner.
Oh,
of
it was
RuPaul's
a drag queen.
Drag
that's
race.
Right. Never mind.
It's all not right. My child's name, but I love Jinx
it's
Monsoon.
A cool name.
Yeah.
It's stuck in my mind.
I'm like, DragCon 2019.
And we also want to talk about, we'll talk about that in the next break. Let's play some more music.
All right.
Rail, rolling through small towns.
right. The ghost of Joseph Buck right here on KGNU. I wanted to have the opportunity to talk about your CDs and where you're playing around town.
Yeah, well, we did the EP like back in, that was quite a long time ago, 2012. And then we did another one in 2015. You know, you can find those on our website and Bandcamp, SoundCloud. You know, if you come to our shows, I think we got a few left. But yeah, and then so going in 2019, we'd like to cut a full-length record. I think we got plenty of material. So probably coming in the new year here, we're kind of scoping out some studios and hopefully get in there pretty soon.
Good. So, yeah. And where can people go hear you live in the next few weeks?
So January 4th, we're going to be at the Lion's Lair down on Colfax. That's one of our favorite places. That's a great place. So if you haven't been there, come on down because it's a great, one of the last dive bars around.
I was going to say, did it get cleaned up?
No, it did not.
No, it was perfect.
It smells exactly the same.
It was perfect.
So perfect. Holes in the floor on the stage. And it's just, you know, yeah. You can reach up and touch the ceiling. It's fantastic. and then we're going to play the Skylark, which is another great classic bar down there on Broadway, mm-hmm. South Broadway there by Alameda. We're going to be playing there on the 26th.
Great. And people can find this information on your website.
Correct.
The Ghost of Joseph Buck.
Yeah.
And then we're just going to let you guys play music till the top of the hour, at which time Corriente will be coming on. And I want to thank you all for coming in today.
Uh-huh.
And anything else you'd like to add while we got the mic?
I would just like to thank you for having us down. It's been
thanks, Joanne. Yeah, it's been a pleasure meeting you.
Yeah, it's great.
Always wonderful
great
to
station.
Have live music in here, and we do it every Tuesday. So tell your friends, tell your neighbors. I want to say Merry Christmas to everyone and a Happy New Year, wishing everyone out there in Radio Land the very best for the new year. And remember, stay tuned to KGNU. An informed democracy is a strong democracy. So,
word.
Here,
awesome.
Here.
Alrighty then, the Ghost of Joseph Buck.
Highway days are so long, my body's been beaten by the sun. All I breathe is diesel and pine and loneliness, not felt in a long, long time. Mile after mile. I know. walking this highway. Days are so long. My body's been beaten by the sun. Mile after mile, the dirt is in my eyes. I know I can't go back. I know that's for sure. Mile after mile, the dirt is in my eyes. I know I can't. Mm-hmm. just fade away, just fade away, just fade away. Outside Texarkana, in this lonely room, it all to impending doom. Left my future in the middle of town. Hope these trailer wheels don't let me down. Maybe I'll just go back to my city. It'll be like the day. Into the pasture.
vamos a desaparecer. Dale move, dale move, que si no move vamos a desaparecer. Que si no move vamos a desaparecer. No te mover, que lo bueno está en la diferencia. ¿Vale? Donde no hay hermano, no hay hombro. Vamos de la mano a remover los escombros. Como yo, vos, como vos, todo. Mírame a los ojos, todo está en el modo. Como yo, vos, como vos, todo. Mírame a los ojos, todo está en el modo. Salto alto para calorarnos, no extinguirnos, redimirnos. Que sale el agua y no seamos los mismos. ¿Entendés el ritmo? No lo ve, todos somos iguales. Como yo me muevo, vos también movés. ¿Lo ve? Somos iguales. Cuando nos vamos a ver, cuando nos vamos a poder reconocer como seres iguales, sensibles. Somos inmigrantes ilegales. No disparé, no disparé, no disparé. No dispongas de mi vida. Si vos me ves, yo te veo también. Reflejémonos, hagámonos inmortales. Reflejémonos, hagámonos inmortales. Reflejémonos, hagámonos inmortales en movimiento. Tripulante, en esta vía hay que tener coraje, mover la sangre así. Y hoy no pares, que ya sos parte de esta nave. Sos tripulante, en esta vía hay que tener coraje, mover la sangre así.
You are now tuned into KGNU's Corriente. Every Tuesday night from 8 o'clock until 10, we play a variety of Latin American music from all around the world, both modern, traditional, and indie Latin American music. You just heard a track by Nico Demas with the song Inmortales. That was a track that was recently released this year in 2018. Coming up for you, I have